Turning to sports on KNKX, the Washington Huskies play the Boise State Broncos Saturday in the Las Vegas Bowl. We get a preview from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, there's an interesting connection in this matchup.
Yes, Chris Peterson. In fact, they're calling this the Chris Peterson Bowl. For the last 6 years, Chris Peterson has been the coach of the University of Washington, and prior to that, he was the coach at Boise State for 8 years, and voila, the matchup in the Las Vegas Bowl. And of course, this is a meaningless game, meaning there is no playoff significance, so that means that media types are scrambling for story angles, and here's Chris Peterson quitting at age 55 with his two teams that he came to great success battling it out. So it's an easy storyline. I just think it's about the worst thing that happened to conclude Peterson's tenure, because he hates media attention. He's like a cat in a bucket of water when you get a microphone in front of him. He just isn't comfortable, and I think that's one of the reasons he grew weary of the head coaching job in college.
Well, besides that storyline, there's another one I wanted to talk to you about. The Huskies will be missing two key players.
Right. There are two players who will sit out, and this is the first time this has happened for a Huskies bowl game, although the trend is growing. Tight end Hunter Bryant, their leading pass catcher this year, and their top offensive lineman, left tackle Trey Adams, are sitting out because both of them figure to be high draft choices in the NFL draft in April. So that is a blow to the Huskies, because these are two of their top offensive players. They're favored to win this game by 3.5 points, but losing those two guys is going to put a dent in that. There's a lot of angst in the fan base about guys not sticking with their teams, but I think, and I think a lot of players think, that they're entitled to look out for their own business interests, and I think that risking an injury in a meaningless game is dangerous. I think these guys are going to make a lot of money, and they shouldn't do this unless there's serious consequences to the game, and there aren't. So good for them to stay out. And I think this trend is going to happen more and more as each subsequent year gets closer to paying players. And as an upshot, it's going to devalue the worthiness of the games.
Well, another draft-eligible player, quarterback Jacob Eason, is going to be playing in this bowl game.
Right, and that's a little bit of a surprise, because I thought he was going to declare one way or another, I'm back for my senior year, or I'm going to make myself eligible for the draft. He hasn't done that. He's going to play in the game. It's going to be interesting, because the best player on Boise State is a pass rusher by the name of Curtis Weaver. He's the all-time Mountain West leader in sacks. And so he's going to be the guy coming after Eason, and Eason is missing his best protector in Trey Adams, the left tackle. So there's a little bit of drama there for people wanting to keep an eye on this. Eason really does need another year, I think, to establish his bona fides for the draft. But he's entitled to make the same business decision that Hunter Bryant and Trey Adams did, and there's no deadline imminent. But if he comes back for a senior season, it might be because the new coach, Jimmy Lake, would fire the offensive coordinator. Bush Hamden has come under a lot of criticism by Husky fans because the Huskies' offense didn't do well this year. So there's a little drama here in the backstage that might make this game interesting. And who knows, there might be a great ball game between Peterson's two teams, and bowl game pyrotechnics might just fire up the audience.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.